Is he an honest fellow? Is he just? Here he talks about justice, right? When there is another lion, suddenly, he's not just, he's not thinking about, okay, there is another lion, let's share, blah, blah, nothing, right? This is the lion, because this is my power-thirsty part of animals, right? The totem to one here. Red?
The road is smooth, and under it are pitfalls. Amidst the names, there is a dearth of meaning. Words and names are like pitfalls. The sweet word is the sand for the water of our life.
Where is the lion? Because this is Rumi talking, right? Forget about the lion. This is not an excuse. Listen to Rumi, and Rumi has prepared a very auspicious situation here. First of all, the lion is angry. When the lion is angry, it's a fearful situation, isn't it? Of course, you know the ending of this story, and you know that he tricked him, and the rabbit did it, but that's it. And up to here, the rabbit has done a very bad stuff. He made the lion angry. And he proved to the lion that he was right. These are all something, right? He said, okay, in this situation, let me tell you something about all this stuff. To see something, to order, to be in control, to be in charge. Let's start right from the beginning. One of the traps in your life are the names. Name is a trap. Because name, you remember the name, we talked about this. The secret of Allah al Asma. Va'allamahu Asma. Remember, in Quran, we will declare the magical creation of the humanity at the best level when God will teach the human name. You remember what? The beginning of abstraction. Before names, you point to something and you mean that. When the name is created, you say something. And what? And something is that. Because before the names, I'll say this one. And you know what I mean, right? When the name is here, I'll say the chair. What did it mean? This one? I was talking about a more comfortable one. I was talking about something without the metal, because the touch of the metal and that electricity is not good to see. How was that chair I was talking about? You tell me. Now you don't know.
No.
Before I start the explanation, you knew what chair is.
Yes.
Then I told you, no, I'm very different. I was talking about that chair that works like a guillotine, electric chair. That's a chair. This is what it is. Is it good or bad? Both. If you understand it, this is the beginning, this is the only gate opened to another dimension for us. Remember? What is the dimension open to us here?
Imagination.
Abstraction. We understand abstraction because name is abstract, right? The gate open. What will happen? Oh, you could enjoy it, or you could be killed by it. It depends how you use this abstraction. If you remember that name is pointing towards some qualities to abstractly imagine something, then I'll say chair, and you will know your chair. But if you have a fixed ideas, and when I say chair, you only believe in the chair you're sitting on. Oh, let's change the name. I will say human being. What did you think about? Yourself. The one who's sitting on that chair, right? This is how it works. He said, it starts from there. The names are a tricky business because this universe of abstraction, the thing that we, the universe we live in, which is the universe of imagination and the passion and compassion and wandering around and all that, you shouldn't superficially reduce it to some very limited meaning. Names are supposed to open the gate, not to bring a fixed idea. But you won't do that. Please start from there.
Words and names are like pitfalls. The sweet word is the sand for the water of our life.
Means? Doesn't mean anything. I don't know, in English it doesn't mean anything to me, I'm sorry. Because in Persian it has a lot of meaning. Lafz shirin riga ab umr mas. Because in that culture they talk about good stuff and the bad stuff for them is the superficial one that will fade away and the one that will remain. They look at these small creeks and they will see there are stuff that will remain over there, which are these little rounded piece of stone they call rig. Rig is not a stone, it's a pebble. Okay, this pebble, the pebble will remain, but the rotten leaves will be carried away with the water. So do not count on that one, count on this one. So this one is good. Of course the pebble in the creek is good, only if I want it to be there. If I want to have a clean, swimmable creek, all the pebbles are bad. Remember, it's like that. Here, because that expression existed, they will say, the one that will remain for us in these going and changing are those sweet words. And here he doesn't say name. It says words, lafz, because there is an attitude of lafazi, mudahana. It's very critical here. So we will refer to it. Next verse.
The one sand whence water gushes is seldom to be found.
That when I'm talking about that pebble, there are pebbles in the water, I'm talking about elusive pebble that is the source of the water. I don't mean the piece of stone over there. Go and find that one. Who? Who has to go and find something? Remember, what was the subject he discussed in the last paragraph? Cheating? Cheating, you want to find it, you have to have it here. What was he talking about? Remember, it's about knowledge, which is the key, the main, the pillar of the Palace of Solomon. Knowledge is good, knowledge is fantastic, knowing it is good, right? Now he's back to that subject. He's talking about that knowledge. Being knowledgeable, what does it mean to you? He talks about knowledge, but a very special kind of it. Like the special pebble. Normally pebble is a piece of stone over there blocking the way of water. Imagine a pebble who will be the source of water. Is it possible or not? Going. Of course it is. It's better than that. He will give it to you. It's about the knowledge that we are talking about. Here we are talking about a knowledge which is not like the knowledge you get at the universities. At the universities, the knowledge they give you, which is knowledge, is a tool, an instrument to use somewhere, right? There is a use for the knowledge that you study at the university.